This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is Pomp and Joe, but it's a Donnie Football Friday. Yeah, we're talking Steeler quarterbacks again, but man, there's new twists just every day. Aaron Rodgers officially free. I'm going to go over a list at The Athletic of 20 quarterback options for the Jets. Obviously, quarterback options for any other team are quarterback options for the Steelers. So we're going to take a look at that for sure. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. Before we move along, Donnie, let's give space for City Limits to vent for a moment. Everything's broken. Literally everything, from the chairs to the clock to both of his computers. And I've never seen him like this. Limits, go ahead and vent.
I'm flustered. I am angered. I have tried every trick in the book that I have known in my 3+ years of being here, maybe longer. I can't keep track at this point. That's how disturbed I am by the problems that are out of my control that I've tried to put into my control to fix.
Donnie,
have you seen
it? Nothing
I can do about it. And I'm just flustered and frustrated.
Have you seen him like this, Donnie?
I haven't. But I am a little bit worried for myself.
Oh, yeah,
since
Donnie.
I will be taking that seat in a little bit over 3 hours.
Yeah.
And there were issues that started last night. I was on until 10:30. I felt bad for our buddy Jolie. He was behind the glass there. And you know, Joel and I are trying to have some conversations and the and the poor guy is trying
Where
to...
Where did you find that if everything's broken?
So this computer... I can at least play the commercials.
Okay. Yeah.
But
sorry,
my computer now that, does not work.
Yeah. All right.
Now, the commercial one is the big one, so we're good there, even though it's...
Well, on Tuesday, that broke too. Remember, Joe?
Did it?
Remember we had to come back on?
We're going to come in here Monday. The only thing standing is going to be the 13-9 shirt over here, just for Crowley.
Well, the other nice thing is when that... the commercial where we play the computer where we play the commercials out of, sometimes that screen will just mysteriously go black. So we're going to be in for one of those, I'm sure, before 2 o'clock or when I'm back there, Limits, and I will just be thrilled to end my Friday that way.
This is great stuff.
Can't
I'm sorry, Limits.
Sound.
I think it'll get better.
I'm trying over here. I'm doing my best to bear with the circumstances.
The sheer individual brilliance out here will save the show, I think. Donnie, is that good?
Yes, you and Donnie's brilliance, definitely not mine.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And if you're able to get through, is the text line working?
I can't get on the computer to see it. The text line does work, but I can't see it right now.
So there may be a backlog of your texts, but they will get through eventually to our friend City Limits. And the text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay. Jerry Dulac in his chat this week And this is a headline now on Steelers Depot. Rise and fall of Steelers offense under Russell Wilson being debated internally, Dulac says. Donnie, does this take a whole lot of internal debate? They tore up the Jets and Giants and got shredded when they played the Ravens and Chiefs. They went from bad teams to good teams. Some of the worst defenses in all of football to some of the best defenses in all of football. Are they hiring a consultant to figure this out? What's happening here?
The only real impressive win that we got, I mean, yeah, they beat the Ravens that first time, but it was all on the leg and foot of Chris Boswell, that 18-16 win. Then the game against the Commanders, really the only one that we can look back on and think that's the true bright spot of their season, because that was a team that was, even though the defense
was ranked 18th at the time.
The defense of the Commanders, not the strength, but the team.
Yeah,
was a,
but we're
a
talking strictly offense.
They ran into, especially with the Eagles and the Chiefs defense down the stretch.
And the Ravens.
The Ravens defense got a lot better in the second half of the season, but the other two were good all year.
Yeah.
And they met in the Super Bowl, and it just became an absolute disaster.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of, if I was running their internal meetings, that makes it sound like, you know, it's the Department of Defense, and they didn't have much defense by the end of the year either, I might add. I would simply say, listen, I think we all saw that Russell can still play. You know, he can still play. Not much different than Aaron Rodgers, and that if it's sort of like our franchise as a whole, you know, our stability enables us to beat the chaotic teams. And thankfully for us, there's a lot of chaotic teams out there. That's why we get to the playoffs. We take advantage of that. But he's clearly not a guy to get us to the next level. He's like us. He can deliver a winning record and have some good games. But when the going gets tough against the best competition, he's not up to it. Neither are we. Therefore, we're moving on. Somehow, I don't feel like that's the conversation taking place.
Yeah, that's how I don't get how that conversation can even go longer than 5 seconds, because what's the idea here? You're going to bring this guy back for an even more expensive price than he just was?
It's crazy.
Like, last season, you know, you could at least understand it. They got the guy for the veteran
minimum. I loved it.
Because, yeah, I mean, I remember you and I talked about it right after it happened, and it was like, okay, this makes sense. They're able to get the guy for pretty much nothing because another team is paying what he's going to make in 2024. You know, all well and good. You had the guy on the cheap, see what happens, you know, build a team around him. They didn't really do that. They didn't build an offense around that. They never got a good second wide receiver. They were working with Van Jefferson as that wide receiver too all year. And here we go again. What would the plan be? We're going to pay this guy more money and we're going to try to convince people that we will then build the offense around him
and convince ourselves that he can beat good teams. I mean, come on. What are we looking at here? We're looking at a fading quarterback. Still, I compare him to Rodgers. I think you'd get the exact same results.
Yeah, I mean, I even think that I said yesterday that they are the two, they're pretty much the two worst options. And I even think I could talk myself into Rodgers before Russ again, but I would hate both of them. I would hate
how
both
realistic
of those
do
options.
You think Rodgers is? Some people say like it's just a non-starter, zero chance.
I think it's very low.
You do? Well, why?
Maybe not fair to say very low, but I think it's low. The thing that I have pause with is that, you know, he and Mike Tomlin, they've occasionally done their little flirting.
Right.
When they play each other, whether it was Rodgers with the Packers and they shared that little smile, or Rodgers with the Jets last season, whatever. But I just don't see how they could look at that idea and think of it as a way to get them over the top. Like, his time with the Jets was brutal, which was funny. The Jets put out something yesterday like, thanks for the memories, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Like, the most memorable thing was when he ran out onto the field with the American flag and then blew out his Achilles four plays in.
Yes.
That was basically,
although his numbers this year, and I know like maybe like last year's Russell numbers, I'll finally have to admit, might be a little deceiving.
That yeah, that's the thing. He had a few good games that outshine the others, but it is kind of like what the Broncos fans warned us about with Russell Wilson. Like, hey, yeah, the numbers look good. The box score looks good. He's not really that good. And I think, at least I did, thought, okay, maybe there's just some sour grapes there. But then he came here and did a lot of the same stuff, at least in those
games. At least against good teams, yeah.
I mean, think, the playoff game is a perfect example. You pull up the box score after the game and think, oh, 270, two touchdowns, no picks. Okay, Russ did his part. But you have to watch that game to understand, yeah, that all came when the game was over. The Steelers were down three touchdowns before he started to move the football.
Well, it was. I don't imagine we have access to this today, but didn't Russ say after the year he only regretted two plays from his season?
What were they?
What I don't even... Do you remember that, Limits? That he only regretted a couple plays from his season?
Yeah, I think obviously the Marlon Humphrey one was one.
Yeah.
But the other throw, I'm not sure. Maybe the loft to Darnell Washington in the back of the end zone. I mean, that would make sense.
Or that one play was incredible.
That one on Christmas that spurred a whole lot of controversy.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Pickens is blameworthy there, but so is Russ on that play. There's tons of them, Donnie. He went play in Baltimore when he had people wide open on a fourth down play, remember? Late in that game in Baltimore, the first one, and he threw a ball into triple coverage into the end zone to Calvin Austin. You remember that one?
Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let me see here. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I thought there were moments I wish I had played a little bit better. Wilson said, I feel like I had two plays that I wish I had back, to be honest with you. Two Donnie, on the whole year. He said the one in Kansas City and the one in the Ravens game where I should have just kind of put the ball inside. Other than those two plays in particular, I competed my all.
Which Ravens game moment does he mean?
He means the pick six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there were a few you could have chosen from there.
Yes, I mean, you could have.
You had the first interception that was in the end zone. Now, they won that game, so I guess maybe he doesn't look back on that one as badly.
That really was one of the worst plays in the NFL all year.
Which one?
The jump ball to Mount Washington yes. when they had a chance to go up by two scores simply with a field goal.
Yes, and if it's not for Justin Tucker, they lose that game.
And I'll tell you another thing.
Very makeable field goals.
I'll tell you another idiotic throw came the next series when he threw a 50-50 ball to Pickens in the end zone with the same scenario. We go up by two scores. There's no reason to throw another. Nobody talks about that one. It was crazy. And he also had a lot of other bad plays, I might add, Donnie.
Well, that's why I asked which Ravens play specifically, because it felt like there were a handful against them in both matchups. I mean, the game where he tried to run for a touchdown, and I know that some people will come to his defense.
Like, I will on that one. Well, but you got to hold on to the ball.
See, that's the thing. First part of that play, great. It's almost like in baseball, guy makes a diving effort. You know, Pedro Alvarez makes a diving effort at third, then he throws the football into the 10th row. Or he throws the baseball, I guess, in that case, to the 10th row.
Yeah.
That's kind of how that play went. First part of it, great. Russ showed off some wheels. He was going to put them first and goal from like the 3-yard line. He fumbled the football. That's what people will remember. Not, oh, Russell Wilson was going to put them in position to score a touchdown. They'll remember the fumble.
Right. Did he have no regrettable plays when they scored 17 against the Bengals? Oh, I suppose he blames the offensive coordinator for that. But he did go 17.
How about that two-minute drive?
Right.
That was something of legend.
Exactly. He made one of the... Now you're reminding me. He made one of the worst decisions I've ever seen by not getting out of bounds or throwing it out of bounds. He doesn't regret that. See, the thing with Russ is that I think he is a nice man off the field. It's wonderful. And a nice man on the field.
Yeah, and he does X, Y, and Z for the community. Yeah, no shots there.
But he's delusional, unfortunately, when it comes to his own play. And that's exactly what Jay Glazer pointed to, maybe through Tomlin's eyes, because we know Jay Glazer has that direct pipeline. When he said the Steelers, after Russ started cooking in a couple games, like the one at Cincy, were like, there's no Russ cooks around here. That we're not doing that. Russ thinks he can cook still like he did when he was 25, and he can't. That last drive you just mentioned against the Bengals was proof positive of that.
He made one nice play on the drive, and it was unfortunately a pass drop by Pat Freiermuth. But given how the early part of that drive went, yeah, I mean, the tight end deserves blame for not holding on to the football, but there's not even a guarantee that they get another playoff and kick the game-winning field goal, even if that happens, because so much time was wasted due to how the drive started. He put a couple of different receivers out on an island to get tackled in bounds.
Yeah.
He himself got tackled in bounds. Like, that was a case where you're watching that game and you should actually feel proud about it. Like, man, they are going to somehow get out of here with a victory, and they're going to knock off the Bengals after really not looking like they had business to do so. A couple of things went their way. You remember that the weird thing on the punt where the ricochet and Connor Hayward recovered it. A lot of things went their way in the last 10 minutes of that game, and you kind of started to get the feeling they're going to luck their way into a victory here.
Yes.
And he put together a drive that we would have bashed any rookie quarterback for, let alone a dude that's been doing this for 15 years.
But he has no regrets on any of those plays. He thinks he made two bad plays the whole year. I'm not up for Russell Wilson part two. I'm not, and I was a big defender early. We all were. We're all watching him play pretty well, but in retrospect, it was against bad competition. Period. I'm not sure what there is to internally debate about that if you're the Steelers. But maybe they're just desperate enough. It's really mind-blowing that this is still on the table here for a guy who's clearly fading skill-wise, who seems to have indirectly embarrassed the Steelers organization by saying his play calling ability at the line got stripped away. They apparently don't love him, at least not Artie Smith. Like, that doesn't sound like a marriage made in heaven here, does it?
That's the other big thing I don't get. We know that there's a rift between the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. Mm. We know for a fact the OC will be back.
Right.
And now you're going to tell him, you're going to have to convince Arthur Smith, yeah, you got to work with Russ again.
I know, it just doesn't make sense. Unless it's viewed in the light of they're flirting with him to drive the price down on Fields, but they may have an opposite effect if they want Fields, which is Justin and his people might say, are you kidding me? You're still talking to this guy? Forget it. I'm out. I'll go play with my buddy Garrett Wilson.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.